I'm Aaron Schachter, and this is The World. In Venezuela, the anti-government protests continue, and so does the crackdown by security forces. The latest clashes took place last night in Caracas. One of the main complaints against the government of President Nicolas Maduro is the mismanagement of the economy. Exhibit A, empty supermarket shelves and soaring prices. Maduro blames the shortages on capitalist speculators. And as a solution, he's introducing a grocery store ID card. It's intended to fight smugglers who illegally trade in basic goods like bread and toilet paper on the black market. But critics have already called it the world's creepiest supermarket loyalty card. Andrew Rosati is a journalist based in Caracas, and he joins us now. Andrew, explain for us, if you would, what this new loyalty card is.
Yeah, it's kind of strange. It's a cross between what will be a frequent flyer card and something like a Sam's Club or a Costco card. The government is using it as a way to conduct a census of who is buying what in certain state-run supermarkets and stores across the country. The main focus is going to be things on basic consumer goods like milk, flour, toilet paper, and even chicken and meat. The big problem they're trying to combat, what they say, is contraband. A lot of smuggling is done across the border to Colombia. However, the critics say this is a kind of a veiled form of rationing. They say it's the first steps towards a Cuban-style rationing system. They say they're going to use this to eventually limit what the average consumer can buy and when they can buy it.
So essentially what's happening is the card will know that you're buying two rolls of toilet paper versus 20. What is the point of rationing goods like this?
The president just announced yesterday he was going to approve it, and he said yesterday it was going to be optional. What's interesting about it is that he's offering lots of prizes for frequent consumers, and he's offering everything from cars to apartments and tourist packages. They want to get an idea of who's buying what. The long lines often form when those choice goods finally do get here, and often that these supermarkets, even private supermarkets, will only let you buy one or two at a time to kind of, you know, avoid disturbances in these supermarkets that fight so oftentimes break out. And also, certain state-run markets have limited down your purchase to once a week. You have to present an ID card. Now, with this card, what people are criticizing is that they'll get an idea of what you're buying and when, and eventually it'll be the government that will determine what you can buy and when you can buy and how they see fit. They haven't said this yet, but this is what the hardline critics are saying.
And do people really believe it will stop the smuggling?
Venezuela's long had one of the world's cheapest gasolines, and people have for years and years been taking the gasoline across the Colombian border. But with all the new economic distortions that have at the root of it, have these currency controls that have been instituted under former President Hugo Chavez, it's led way to this smuggling of food and basic consumer goods. So people are really skeptic because 2 years ago, they introduced a form of a chip system, which is essentially an ID card for the gasoline, and it hasn't stopped smuggling.
This seems like, kind of a cat chasing its tail scenario. Prices go up, the government institutes one control or another, which drives prices up, which leads to more controls. Where does it end?
Well, the big thing here that to keep in mind is Venezuela imports almost all products consumed here. At the end of the day, what is really important for Venezuela is foreign currency so they can make these imports possible. And one of the big reasons that so many goods are not available now is unavailability of foreign currency to get them. So until the government gets really serious about addressing how they're going to make currency control system work or make more dollars available, I would imagine that these shortages are going to continue.
Andrew Rosati, a journalist based in Caracas. Andrew, thanks a lot.
Thank you.